Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babun Nahi Anil Ghashi Wal Khuda'i, the chapter on the prohibition of deceiving and deluding others. So here this word ghash means milawat. Sometimes a person will mix up things. In other words, something is not pure and he'll mix it up. Or sometimes he'll take something that is defective and he'll mix it up with something that is not defective. As we go on, we'll see the first hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will explain to us how you'll get examples of this sort of thing. Sometimes you'll find a thing is not genuine, a person is marketing it as genuine. So here he's deceiving and he's deluding others that something is genuine. For example, this is 100% pure leather. And that either thing may be some type of a mixed fabric that's there, mixed material to make up something that looks like leather but is not leather. Or sometimes a person may deceive and he'll say that I'm selling you 100 grams of gold, whereas that gold may be 80 grams or 90 grams. A person may deceive in terms of simple example, toilet rolls. He may say for 500 sheets and there may be only 400 sheets. Now who's going to count all that and see if it's correct, not correct? The average person won't know. So this all this is known as deceiving. A person will say it is 100% pure fruit juice. In the meanwhile, it's got all other additives inside. So now the person that is buying it, purchasing it, is getting deceived. Now Sharia prevents this, prohibits this. It's not permissible where you're deceiving somebody. You're trying to market your product, and in marketing your product, you are deceiving others. This is not something that Sharia accepts at all. Or a person may be a professional and he's charging for his time. He's telling the client or customer, saying his client that I'm worked 200 hours on your work, and therefore my charge is so much. Meanwhile, he may have only worked 100 hours. So therefore all these things Sharia teaches us that we are not people that harm others via deception also. So how careful and how beautiful our deen is that it creates an environment of trust, it creates an environment of love, it creates an environment of peace in its very, very beautiful laws that are there for us to practice upon. So this comes about that a person is speaking to us, he's selling us something, he's giving us a product, he's showing us something. We know for sure that this man is a man of deen. Sharia teaches us not to speak lies and not to deceive and not to cheat. So therefore what the man is saying is exactly what he's selling. So the first ayat of the Quran, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, or the only ayat of the Quran Sharif that he brought under this chapter, is the ayat that he brought under many chapters. قال الله تعالى وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا in Surah Al-Ahzab. Allah Ta'ala says, those who accuse believing men and believing women without any sin on their part will bear the burden of slander and a manifest sin. Now here what they've done, they've caused, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, they've accused, they've caused hurt, harm, they've caused taklif, difficulty to believing men and believing women. Naturally, if you're going to deceive somebody in terms of the product you're selling, in terms of the item that you're selling, you're going to deceive, you will be causing harm to believing men and believing women. And what's going to happen? The result of this is that you will bear the burden of slander and a manifest sin. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to have this high level of honesty in our business dealings. We'll do one hadith today and then we'll continue tomorrow. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man hamala alayna silah falaysa minna, وَمَنْ غَشَّنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَرَّ عَلَى سُبْرَةِ طَعَامٍ فَأَدْخَلَ يَدَهُ فِيهَا فَنَالَتْ أَصَابِعُهُ بَلَلًا فقال ما هذا يا صاحب الطعام قال أصبته السماء يا رسول الله قال أفلا جعلته فوق الطعام حتى يراه الناس من غشنا فليس منا. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who takes up arms against us is not from amongst us, and one who deceives us is not of us. Man hamala alayna silah falaysa minna. Person that takes up arms against us is not from amongst us. And the next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, then one who deceives us is not of us. Another narration has it which explains a little bit more detail of the second part of this hadith. where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who deceives us is not of us. This other narration has it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a heap of grain. In the marketplace, someone was selling a heap of grain. If you see how people sell grain, it's all heaped up, and you take how much you want, it's weighed, and accordingly you pay. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this seller selling his grain, and he seen a whole heap of grain there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his hand, and he inserted his hand into the grain. And when he inserted his hand into the grain, he felt wetness in the grain that was inside. In other words, when he pushed his hand inside, he could feel the grain was wet. The grain is such a thing that when it's sold, then if it's wet, it's defective. Because what happens is, with a wet grain now, it feels much more heavier on the scale, and therefore you end up paying much more. So the wet grain is seen as something that is defective. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he put his hand into the grain, in other words, the top part of the grain was all dry, the inside was wet. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perceived his wetness. He asked this person, O seller of this grain, what is this? So the man replied that it got wet with the rain. In other words, this inside part was on top at one point. It got wet with the rain. What I did, I took the dry part and I put it on top. So anybody sees this, now they'll think there's no defect on it. So I'm hiding the defect. In other words, this is what he's explaining. I'm hiding the defect of the wetness by putting the dry grain on the top. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so why did you not put it, in other words, the wet portion on top of the heap, so that people could see it? If this thing was wet, why didn't you keep it on top? So people could see, in other words, what they're buying. They're buying wet grain. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said this part, Man ghashana falaysa minna, one who deceives us is not of us. This hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad and Ibn Majah. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of being very, very honest as far as our business deals is concerned. In the old days, people would be extremely careful about explaining any type of defect. There's one incident mentioned of Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, that he had a partner. His partner's name was Hafs Ibn Abdul Rahman. So Hafs Ibn Abdul Rahman was his partner, and there was once a consignment of cloth that was given to him to sell. But in that consignment of cloth, there was one item that was defective. So he told, Imam Sahib told him that when you're selling this consignment, when you're selling these cloths, then tell the purchaser that there's one cloth there that's defective. In other words, make sure that you disclose the fault of this one item. So in business, as it was going on, this partner of his, he sold that whole consignment, he sold it, and it comes in the kitabs that he sold it for 20,000 dirhams. 20,000 dirhams is approximately 650 kilos of silver. And if you translate it in our times, in today's times, approximately 25 million rand. 25 million rand was what that consignment was sold for. All those cloths were sold for 20,000 dirhams, equivalent to approximately 25 million rands in our time. So anyway, when Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi was doing hisab at the end of all everything, working out what was sold, what was not sold, amounts, etc. So he asked his partner, that cloth I told you to disclose to the customer, did you disclose it? So now he remembered that I forgot to disclose that fault that was there on that cloth. So he asked him, do you know where this person is? Can we locate him so we can inform him that there was one that was defective? So they looked for him, they couldn't find him. They didn't know where he was. They don't know who this person was and where he was. They couldn't find him. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, without any question, without any hesitation, that full 20,000 dirhams he gave it in sadaqah. Full amount. In other words, he didn't say, listen, okay, let's calculate what one cloth is worth and let's take out that amount only from our business. He took the whole thing out. We don't want anything that is doubtful to come in our business. We don't want anything that was sold defective to come in. We did not inform the customer. Now this is what you call true taqwa. A person is careful about every cent that comes into his business. Every cent that he's earning, he's careful of. Not that he gets extra money, he just puts it in the bank and he makes himself happy that I'm getting profits wherein. This is a complete riba industry. And we know what they do in the riba industry. They make money of money. And that's what they are doing. And then we get happy that money is coming in. Whereas look at the people of the past. If even one item from there is doubtful of the whole consignment, they'll give everything away. Allah Ta'ala give us also that taqwa. The person comes onto taqwa like this, and Allah Ta'ala keeps giving him more and more and more. This is the recipe for barakat. Not that we go into doubtful, but we go into those things that are halal. May Allah Ta'ala give me and give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.